that she's torn, because that day the Isha was working with a killer that's like an eye sieve, that was made out of red. And the Rebbe told her, Bisraf Shikma, Rebbe said also, it could be told her, since she was working that way with this sap that comes out of a sycamore tree, so it's also red, so she has a right to say that Mustama of the Kestim was from this. Now, my love, isn't the Shal about an Odom? We're talking about now the color of red, and we see it could be told in these two things. If so, it's a kash in all the mandarin before, that it's not totally in Damake, Damanefesh, but Mashma, this red is also included. So it says, Loi, here that they wanted to be told it was Asha Domin, with the blood, let's say, on the Kesim, not that it looked like the red blood, but it looked like the other kinds of dam. It looked like the Yain Mazluk, that's the way it looked. So therefore, these things also looked like that, and that's why he was totally Lohokil. Now the Gemara says, Amemur Mazutra Ravashi, Heve Yasvi Kam Yumna. They once sitting before this like a surgeon, and a shakli lay karna kamaisu, and the first like the knife that he used to cut was so kamaisa, the first like a cup that he used to cut with, they brought it from la mema chazi sorit omulus a mema said odem etnan kihai, that the mishnah says odem means like this color. Shakli lay achrit, then they took off a second one. He said mema was having a bloodletting, and the surgeon used a few different cups. So they took off the second one. Is Omer, it says, Omelu Ishtani, this color is different from the first one. So that's what Amem was able to tell the difference between the two colors of blood. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, like, if so, going on, no, somebody like me, Layadana ben Hailai, I can't tell the difference between this type of blood and that type of blood. I can't tell the difference between the colors. Is Lami Boy Lemeftadam, I should not like see, be Boydikadam. Since I can't tell, I'm not fit to be Boydikadam. Then it says, what? Shochot Kecheris. If you have black, that's also a thing, that's like the sediment of ink. So Amar Rabba Babahuna. Cheresh, Shomu, that's what it says here, the sediment. It means the sediment of the yoy of ink. Tani Nam Yechol learned this also. Shochar Kecheresh. We learned the Mishnah, Shoshochar means the black of this ink. Now, Veshochar Shomru Diyoy, that this says the black, it's also talking about the color of the black ink. For the more of a lame of the yoy, let us just say ink directly. Moses, Yom Madev, I would have just said ink. Habimina, I would have thought to say Kipachusa Diusa. What if I want to say like the light color on top of it? Is Kamash Malon Kicharusa Diurta? No, the part of the sediment. Like sometimes with the ink, the sediments fall to the bottom, and on top is just the liquid that's a little bit lighter. So I would have thought to say ink just means even the watery part on top. Kamash Malon, it means the sediment of the ink, which is on the bottom. I Borlu, I have a question like this. Belechav Yaveshta. Do we look at this ink like when it's dried up or when it's still wet? So Toshma coming here. The Rav Ami Poli Kurta Didyurta. Rav Ami peeled off like a piece of dry ink. And Ubadikaloni checked to compare the color of the Kesem to this. You see, we go boss of the dried out ink, not when it's fresh. Omrev Yuda Mashmuel Kekir Kedyoyakonov Tomei. So if the dam that comes out of a lady looks like black-white, like black wax, or like black ink, or like a black grape, then she's tummy. These are all shurim also, the way a shocker is. This is tummy. Vizu shishina, so we learned in the Mishnah, omok mikanam, it's even deeper and darker than the Mishnah's case of Harusa, that's like a tumeya. So these are cases of darker black. Omer Ablozer, Ablozer says, you should know, that kizayis, let's say the color of the kesem looks like an olive, a black olive, kizef is like black pitch, ukurv like a black raven, then the locher is tor, because that's not so black, and vizel shishnim, that's what we learned in the Mishnah, deyum ikanas, the color is a little bit lighter than tor, then it does not, then it remains tor. Then that dam is not dam nidor, it's dam tor. Ula says like this, kilavusha siyua, Ula says like this, like a siua coat, it's a coat of siua. That's the color of black. Like in that place, siua, that's what they used to make black coats, black clothing. So kalavush siua. Ula kloy lepumbadisa. Ula once visited Pumbadisa. Chazi lutai once noticed an Arab that the lavish lavush shochma, they was wearing a black coat. So Omulu, he said to him, like shochma does not. That we learned in the Mishnah black. Kihai is mamish like this coat. That's what they told him. If so, what happened was, Marti Minei, they pulled it off, porta, pieces by pieces, because they want to keep a color of this, a dugma, to know what black is. And Yoyev Le Arab Meyazuzi, they paid the Arab, though, 400 zuz for ruining his clothing or giving this busha, they paid him 400 zuz. Rabbi Yechanan says, Eilu Kelim Harayin. Rabbi Yechanan said, that we have the colors of black, that's like the colors of Kelim Hulariyan. Some say they play from this place. Hulariyan, Rashi says he's a babbler, he's a bath attender. Haboy Medina Sayyam, that comes from the other side of the ocean. Lamein, what do you want to tell me? The Yuchmininu, that these Kelim Hulariyan, they're black clothing. I've all of a homilu Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan like this. The Yomel who Rabbi Yane Labon Rabbi Yane said to his children, "Beni, my son, I'll take Beruni when I die. When his mace, don't put tachir, don't bury me. Loi bekelim shchorna with black clothing, for loi bekelim labon not with white clothing. Why not? Shchorim black ones." He says, "Shem eskme abizeichav yayekiyav benat benachasanim. I'll be like an oval between the chasanim, like it's not nice to wear in black. Everybody's like a chosin." Levonim, don't put on white. Shemul eskle, I won't be zechut. I'll be like tzaddikim. V'yeik a chosin ben avelim. I'll be like a chosin, dressed like a chosin, but I'll be ben avelim. So therefore, don't put on black and white. Ela rather bekelim hulrayin. Put on me the clothing of this place hulrayin. Haboy medinas yom kosim medinas yom. Sakov alma. What do we see? Laf uchmininu. That's not black, because he told them don't put on black. So here you see that this kelim hulrayin is not black clothing. And you're just telling me now before, it is black. So Moran says, Lekasha, Hobiglimi, Hobiktura. What is talking about the clothing? And that Rashi says, that's like red. That's not like black. And Hobiktura, that's the all clothing that they, that's like a tablecloth. They put on the table, Rashi says, with sadin, that taka was black. The Amr of Yudhis say, for that, Rabbi Yechon is talking about the Ptura. And that is my theory, that's talking about the glima, that like it was red, it was not black and not white. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, the kulam ein boitkim elo agabe matlis levona. Any type of a bedikor or a kesem, when you want to test it out, you have to look at it. It has to be tested on a white strip of cloth. Like you have to have the black stain on a white cloth. Or Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Vishokhur agabi yedim. Who then you have a black stain that you could check it over a red cloth, because then it looks clearly. Omer Rav Yimer Medifta, Leplikid is no machlekis. Ho bishokhur ho bishar damim. When the kesem looks black, then if you put it over a red cloth, then you can see it well. But the other kesemim that looks red, then it should be tested over a white cloth, like the background has to be white. Then you can tell it carefully whether it's really red, a color of red, is tummy or not. Maskel or Ravashi has the question, Yochi, if so, lay Mishmul, why didn't Shmuel say Chutz Mishachor? Let Shmuel just say Chutz Mishachor. And that he says, Kulu meg birth kemel agabi matlas labono, he should have said Chutz Mishachor. Ela rather Ravashi is like this, the Shachor gufa kemifli, machlekes gufa is upon black, that whether the it should be tested upon red or whether it should be tested upon a white. The background has to be white or red, that's also machlekes. Oma Ulu says like this, Kulam Omuk Mikan Tummy. Taking all these different colors in the Mishnah, anytime something is darker than that, Avad with Tummy. Day Mikan, if it's lighter than that color, then Tor. Kishokhar, just like the Mishnah says, by Shokhar, Zlav Davka by Shokhar applies to all of the five Domin. Anytime it's lighter than that color, it's Taka Torah. It's darker, it's Tummy. Yisov Yelo Maishma Shokhar, why did the Nokhar Akam itself Davka by Shokhar? Because like this, Sakot Atamina, I would have thought to say, Sakot Atakaminach, Hoyol, the Yom Rabbi Chanina, that Shokhar is really Edomu, Shokhar is really red blood, Elish Shalok, it got hit. That's what turned black. Hilkach, I would have thought to say, Afilu Deyim Mechanim is a little bit lighter now, Nami Letame. Is Kamashmu know that black is on the tummy if it looks real black? But if it gets a little bit light, looks a little bit lighter, then it's Tor. Rabbi Amar Bar Abba Omar, the cool and all the high, all the hay, Chamisha Domin, Omuk Mechan, the deeper attack of tummy. Deyim Mechan Nami Tummy, he learns, even though it's lighter, still it's tummy. Chutz mishachar, only by shachar, only by black, there we say if it's lighter, it's tor. But the other minim, even though the light is still the tummy. If so, v'yelamai hanish yurai the rabbonin. Once you tell me now that even lighter is tummy, so what does the rabbonin have to say the shear of red for? No matter what it is, it should be tummy. So Gemara says, lafuki day to day, it's much lighter. It's two shades lighter than takwitz tor. So that's why you have to know these shades. If it's one shade lighter, it's like it's still tummy. But two shades lighter than it's tor. Vika the army sounds like this. Vika the army Rami Bar Abba Omar. He said like this, that the kulam omit mikan, all these five maras damim, if they're a little bit darker, tor. And if time is darker than this, it's like a tor. Day mikan, if they're lighter than this, then also tor. Chutz mishachar. Now the other four damim has to be exactly that color. More or less is tor. Chutz excluding mishachar from black. That black we say, if it's dark, it's not also tummy. Therefore, it's very good. Well, the Rabbanim gave this shurim, you have to know exactly what shade of color it is. That shade of diluted wine, if it's a little bit darker, a little bit lighter, it's like a tor. Only that shade is directly is tummy. Now, Baka Parover, Baka is like this. The kulam, all the shurim, omuk mikan, if it's darker than that shear, tummy. Day becomes lighter than that, it's like a tor. Chutz mi mozik, only diluted wine. This mara, shomok mikan, if it's darker, it's like a tor. Day mikan, if it's lighter, is also tor. It's only diluted wine has this difference. There's only directly the exact color, shade of diluted wine, and not more, not less. Bakaporo adayule vidochi. Bakaporo saw it was a little bit lighter, and the taka said it was tor. Mikule saw it a little bit darker, but darker also than tor. You also held like this, that by mozik, the color of mozik, whether it's lighter or darker, still tor. Obi Rabbi Chanina, kama nofesh gavri, how strong this person is, to leave the kishmaitetei, that he does, or the gesher should be, beyobe kishmaitetei, he does like his alocha. There was once a case like this, that even though it was darker than that shade of the lewd wine, still he said it was tor. Then it says in the Mishnah, another shade is kikaron karkum. That's like the brightness of this karkum, this type of a leaf, this type of a bush called karkum. So Tony will learn like this. Lach v'lo yavish. Talking about a leaf that's fresh and not a dried one. Tony chodin, one bright one is this ketachton, like the bottom one v'lo yavish, not like the top leaves. For Tanya Yidduch, another Bryce says, what's the shade of red that's tummy? Kelion, like the top leaves, below Katachton, not like the bottom leaves. For Tanya Yidduch, another Bryce says, Kelion, like the top leaves, the Koshkin Katachton is for sure like the bottom leaves. So it's a Sphira. And for Tanya Yidduch, another Bryce is like this yet. Katachton, like the bottom one, for Koshkin Kelion, for sure it's good, it's also tummy like the top leaves. So it's a Sphira here. Which leaf do you check with? So Marin says, Amr Abaya, Tlosa Dori, there are three rows of leaves, or Tlosa Turfi Abaya, and each one has three leaves on it. So therefore, Noka Dori Mitzio, the real row to check with is the middle row. The Tofa Mitzio is on the middle leaf, that's the main one. Biotcha, if it's so from this, you can answer all of them. Therefore, the one that's above means above this one, below this one, aside of it. So Kitsa, the main ones to check with is the middle leaf. So anyone higher or lower, some depends which way you look at it, it could be Tor or it could be Tummy. Kiyos lekaim with the Rabbi Avuhu, came in front of Rabbi Avuhu, Amalu, it's like this, the Gushayu Shanina, that this color is only when it's still attached to the ground. But if it's not attached anymore, then you can't tell with this color. Only when it's attached to the ground, then we have it. Like Rashi says, Rashi explains that if Shat is Ketofim Tziyosam, to whom is Shubachim, that's the best leaf to check with, Mikulam. Or Mio, Kula Dorik Shara, the whole middle row is good, Livdoik. Vadi Tony Ketachtam, like carrying the bottom, not the top one, not the Kama. Kishur, like the middle row, and not the top row, not the top one of this. Vodatan Atta learns, Kelium, like Ketachtam, the top one, not the bottom one, is Kishuram Soyis, the middle one, like Ketachtam, and not the bottom one from it. So therefore, when you play with the middle one, each one of these brises come out well. Then it says what? Kimei Meyadoma says also like the redness of this dirt soaking in water. Kimei Meyadoma. Like earthly water. So it's like this. Tanra Banrava this. Kimei Meyadoma, like earthly water. Mevi Adoma Shmena. You bring like a fertilized piece of soil. Midikas Beiskerim, from this place called Beiskerim. Umatza Falamayim, and pour water over it. These are words of Rav Meir. So when you look through this floating water, you see the redness of the dirt. That's also shear of dam. No, the clay, the dirt has to come from this bika, from this valley, yutfis. Even from the bikas gnus also you could tell. Then the same thing went also said like this. Then what does it mean to say the water, earthly water? Maybe Adam is trying to bring good fertilized ground. Midikas base kerem. Let water float on top of it. Kaklipas Hashem, just a small amount of water floating on top of it. Mamish, like the peel of a garlic. Doesn't give a shear how much water has to be there. Mishum Dien Shiliyafra doesn't say how much dirt has to be there. Because depending on how much dirt is in the kli, that's how much water has to be in it to make the water be floating on top of the dirt. You don't really test it out in the soul and the clear part of it, but rather El Akurin, in the little dirty part of it, that which stirred up already, that's where you check out the redness over there. So let's say first it was clean. Chayz of Yokrin, you mixed it up. When you mix it up now, you're not supposed to stir it up with your hands. El Bakli, stir it up with a vessel, that's better. Iborlo, I have a question like this. That's what we say now, you can't stir it up with your hands. What does that mean to say? You should not put the dirt into your hands. Pliachrinu and mix it up in your hands. Ava bemona. Blessed the dirt is in the kli. That even though you put your hands inside the kli and mix it up with your hands, maybe it still is good. Or maybe no. Pliachrinu biyodei. You can't mix it up with your hands at all. Ela bemona, only with the kli. Even though the dirt is inside the kli, not allowed to put your hands inside there, mix it up with your hands, but rather you have to only use it, your kli, to mix it up. So what type of water are we talking about? So Toshma coming here. It says, Kushu Boidik, we'd want to check out your kesem, your bedika, from this type of red. Ain a boidkin ela bekais. You can only check it out in a kais, that's all. Nothing to do with what's in your hands. But we are dying still tiburach. That's another question. We're dying tiburach. The bedika of a kais, even though you're checking it out from the earth inside the kais itself, but the question is, do akira b'mai? Let's say the water right now is total, is clear water. You can't check it out that way. You have to first, like, dilute the water, make it akira, make it a little bit dirty. So how do you mix up the dirt inside the kli? So true, you cannot check it out when the dirt is in your hand. But now the dirt is in the kli. How do you make the water there ochor? There's a shallow, the yafkadaf, you use a kli. Or could you put your hand in there? So chanami, this applies to take with this like a suffix. Mos says, kios lekaim with the rabbi, when it came in front of rabbi, varavua. Omlu is like this. Pim kaim shninu, that's that you have to check out this dirt is in the place itself. If you take the dirt away from that bika, you can't tell it anyway. It changes colors. Rebechanino, pili kurta de gagashta, he peeled off a piece of this earth. Obodikle, and he checked it out without even pouring water on it, just taking the color of that dirt, and from that he checked out the shmata, the bdika that he had. So liat alerib yishmel b'reb yoysi b'asachter. This was that gave him a curse that he should have mamash asachter, terrible sickness he should have for what he did. Because anybody that does like Rebbe did, he gave him this aklola. He said like this.